Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you. Welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about balancing work and family. On Wednesday, we are here, 23rd of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of the month of Ordibehisht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2025, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to chapter Al-Qisas from the Holy Quran, verse 27.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين.
He said, "Indeed, I wish to wed you one of these, my two daughters, on the condition that you serve me for 8 years. But if you complete 10, it will be as a favor from you. And I do not wish to put you in difficulty. You will find me, if Allah wills, from among the righteous."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Strong administrator is a person who knows his realm of mission well, is rather aware of the motives, is mastered in planning, has enough share of originative faculty, and has the necessary skill in arranging the affairs. He must make the aims clear and mobilize the powers for reaching the aim. In the meantime, he must be kind, sympathetic, benevolent, trustworthy, and honest. Those who suffice to only trustworthiness and honesty, for giving the responsibilities and jobs to someone, are in fault as much as they consider that for accepting responsibility, having expertness is enough. The treacherous specialists and evil conversant factors are as harmful as the unaware honest persons. We're speaking about balancing work and family. Balancing a career and family can definitely be tricky. As a working parent, you might often feel like you're being pulled in a million different directions by work and the desire to spend quality time with your family. This balancing act of meeting job demands while being there for your loved ones can sometimes feel overwhelming. Some common hurdles: long work hours, tight deadlines, and the pressure to be awesome at your job. And then there is the guilt of not spending as much time with your family as you'd like. It's a constant juggle to find harmony between your professional and personal life, making balancing work and family life an ongoing challenge. Furthermore, the lack of support systems and work environments that don't prioritize work-life balance can make things even tougher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about patterns of balance between work and life and improving the quality of work life while maintaining family stability. One of the most important things that governments should pay attention to in order to create a balance in people's work and life is to enact supportive laws for working mothers and the possibility of having unpaid leave before and after time of childbirth for them. Considering all these positive changes in society, the family institution is strengthened as an intermediate factor between the individual and society, and as a result, the balance between people's work and life is maintained. In such circumstances, employees become happy and satiated, and as a result, they will be loyal to their organization and society and will observe the expected work ethic. Ability is a knowledge. For a successful marriage and a married life, it is necessary to acquire the necessary knowledge. And like other matter, one must acquire the skill related to it and apply it to the process of married life. In some families, due to the lack of understanding of the husband and the wife, towards each other, lack of awareness about the goals and motivations of marriage, injustices, prejudices, deceptions, lack of responsibility, and disregard for ethical principles, extremism between work and life, the foundation of family is shaken.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
So one short phrase, make balance a priority. Achieving work-life balance, whether you work full-time or part-time, is a long and often difficult process. If you do not make the conscious decision to achieve balance, you will likely fail along the way. It's very important to provide yourself with opportunity for balance. For instance, you need to find a job that is challenging but not overwhelming. Also, carefully think about how of a family you can responsibility raise at the moment by making wise decisions on the most important matters in your life. Attaining balance won't be a difficult thing. If you are already settled into a career and have a growing family, you can still make small challenges to help you achieve balance. This could include requesting more flexible work hours, reorganizing the responsibilities you share at home, or bringing in trusted friends and family to help pick up the slack.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that I'm amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and the topic of this part is balancing worldly life and the hereafter in Islam, the correct perspective. Islam teaches that both this world and the hereafter are important, but the focus should be on living a life that aligns with divine guidance. The proper attitude is one of moderation. The believer works diligently in this world as a means to attain Allah's pleasure and ultimate success in the hereafter. This perspective encourages believers to perform their worldly duties ethically, caring for their families and community, while avoiding excess and neglect of either realm. A balanced approach ensures that worldly pursuits do not overshadow spiritual goals or lead to a materialistic point of view.
اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Work righteousness, do good things and also be thankful for it. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. This is a very particular verse. When Allah doesn't say قليل من عبادي يشكرون, that very little of my servants they give thanks. No, because most people, they say Alhamdulillah. Maybe once a day, maybe once a week, they'll remember to say Alhamdulillah. Al-Shakur is the one who is consistently always thanking God, no matter what's happening. If they're doing good, if their health is good, or it's not. If their bank account is up, or it's not. If things around them are positive or not, they are always thankful. Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Be thankful. When you do work, be thankful. If you want Allah to increase, be thankful for the work that you have. So many people, they have so many opportunities and they see it as a burden. I have to go to school. I hear students, they say, I have to go to school. People in work, I have to work. I have to pay my bills. I have to pray 5 times a day. I have to fast in the month of Ramadan. I have to do this. I have to take care of my family. How about instead of saying, I have to do these things, you say, I get to do these things. I get to support a family. I get to go to school. I get to work. Even these work opportunities, these things that sometimes we see a burden on ourselves, it's a blessing and an opportunity. Allah says, take the work and be thankful for that work. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. وقليل من عبادي الشكور.
That was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We were speaking about balancing work and family, and inshallah, we follow this topic to know more about it during this week. We leave you in Allah's care and blessing, and fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.